Blog Talk Radio.
Top of it. Glad y'all tuning in. This is my second blog talk radio show. 100% game for you. So, you know, I always start off by kicking a little, you know, talking about a few current events. So, I was watching the March on Washington, and a few speakers got up and, you know, they touched me for the simple reason is that, you know, I'm a real product of the doggone struggle. You understand what I'm saying? Once my mom had me and my older brother, they were Masons, and they had us go do a civil rights march with them. And we all got on buses and went to the South. And we walking. Hey, man, it was so humiliating. Me and my brother, you know, they kept saying, don't let go. Keep holding. Don't let go of each other's hands. And you know, and man, they was throwing rocks at us. Man, they spit on us. Hey, man, I was so doggone mad, man. You know, I just wanted to, man, I just wanted to strangle somebody. And so me and my brother agreed. And after the march, you know, we told our parents. I think I was like 10. My brother was 11. And we told our parents, we're not going to never do it again. And so moms, she like, you know, you're going to do what I say. And me and my brother said, we'd rather die or you're going to have to beat us to death. That was humiliating. You know, I couldn't understand how they could do it. So, you know, I mean, hey, man, my glass is up, you know, to that turn the other cheek. Crap, you know, I never believed in that, but so much for that. But anyway, speaking of the march on Washington, I never liked the state of Arizona for the simple fact is, you know, it's a very racist state. Arizona is still the only state out of all the United States. Arizona is still the only state that don't recognize Martin Luther King Day as a national holiday. Okay, so in Phoenix and in Tucson, I think all of Arizona, they're not even filming on TV. They're not even televising the March on Washington. Every other state is televising the March on Washington, but Arizona. So all y'all, you know, I never liked Phoenix. I never liked Tucson. I rode through there and got money, but I never liked those cities, you know, because I come from being real. So when I hit a city, I'm going to the flyest restaurant that they got. Whatever they got fly there as far as entertainment, well, that's where I'm going to be. And in Phoenix, man, you could just, you know how you can just feel racism, man. You know, people looking at you, you know, like you shouldn't be there. You know, I mean, I sat there anyway, but that's not the point. The point is, I said, man, it's a racist-ass city. Then one time I got hemmed up. They was worse than the L.A., worse than the L.A. police, you know? So, man, watch when you're getting your money in Arizona, man. You know, any state that don't recognize Martin Luther King's birthday as a national holiday still, you know, and not showing them the March on Washington, that's terrible. So here's some other news. So the brother, Jacob Blake, I know by now you guys have seen the clip where the brother was breaking up a fight. So somebody, the people that call the police, he breaking up the fight. The police come, they draw down on him. He squabble with them. He get up, they tase, and the brother, all he thinking about, he ain't really thinking about the police. To him, it's like, you know what I'm saying, me screw the police. What he, all he was thinking about was his kids in the car. So he making his way to the car with his kids in the car, you know. And I don't know why he said that, but he told him he had a knife in the car. I don't know why he said that. You know, some shit you got to keep to yourself. Anyway, make a long story short, you guys saw the clip. He on the way to the car, the police running behind him, you know, with the gun drawn. The brother trying to get to his kids. That's all he's thinking about. Police grab his T-shirt and still shoot him seven times. Okay, so it started a protest in that particular city. But the protests have never stopped. The protests continue to go on every day. So I'm saying, now today I look at the news. First thing I see is this brother, Jacob Blake, they done shot this man seven times in the back. They done paralyzed this man. Where is this man going? This man can't even walk. They have this man handcuffed to his hospital bed. Come on, man. Come on, man. Man, you know, I ain't really into this politics thing, but I always have been into voting. Man, we got to vote, man. That's the only way that we're going to change them with our foot on their own, with their foot on our neck. Only way we're going to change that is we got to vote, man. You know, and never before has it been more important than it is now. So, all right, man, enough of them, enough of the politics. You know, as a man, as men, you know, we kind of regard our status as the toys we have and the positions, you know, that we put ourselves in, or the position that we work to put ourselves in. To me, coming through my 30 years and 30 plus years in the game and coming through my ranks in the game and paying my dues, and even to this day, you know, what I realize is that the greatest possession of a man is his character. All of the money in the world, all the position in the world, it can't buy your character. So when I say that the greatest possession of a man is his character, you got to believe that. Just think about that. You know, your character is everything. I came through the game. I put 30 years in the game. And, I mean, there's not a lot of us left, you know, from my era, you know, but there's enough left to know and to say, I don't have no dirt on my name. I don't have no dirt on my reputation. And I went cross country 30 years. I didn't knock more pimps than I could remember. I didn't pimp no more hoes than I can remember. I didn't have more money than I can count. So what I'm saying is that your character, you know, the way you carry yourself, you know, no lying, no making up stories, no, you know, to me it's so hard to tell a lie because, you know, you drink, you know, you smoke weed, and you know when people drink, have you ever noticed when a lot of people drink, man, they start saying shit and acting weird, you know, and you like, damn. You know, I mean, what I'm saying is that drinking brings out a lot of people's character or who they are. So, and sometimes that character ain't nice. But I'm just saying, you know, your character, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you acknowledge your peers, the way you talk to your lady, the way you, just the way you carry yourself, period, as a man. All this is your character, you know. It's like, to me, character is like scruples, you know. Having scruples is part of your character, you know, which is very important. Because for one thing, a chicken shit person, they don't never win. They might have a few good days, but they don't never win. You know? You ever notice how a dirty motherfucker, they always get their medicine first. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, check this out. Getting in the game, you got to have a purpose. Because anything you do in life, you got to have a purpose. That's why I really stress hard that to win, in order to really win in life, whatever, you got to choose your hustle. Your hustle is also working. Whatever your hustle is, whatever you get your money doing, if you realize what you do better than anybody else, if you realize what you do best in life, then you're going to win. Just think about it. We all got this hidden talent. I call it a gift. We all got this gift. You, me, all of us. We all got something that we do better than anybody else. I realized what I did better than anybody else at a young age. My first girlfriend was in like the fourth grade. You know what I'm saying? And she was a bunny. And that's real. So me and my partner, one day it was raining. You know, we all outside of school, you know, and her hair got wet. So my friend, and I really liked this girl, you know. And then I had like three sisters, they was liking me too. So we'd all, you know, sit around kicking in and playing together. So this particular day is raining. My friend said, this is my best friend. He said, ooh, your ass smell like a dog. Say, you know how kids, when you're the fourth and fifth grade, you know how they sound. Man, he said that, man, I got so mad, I fired on my best partner, man, you know. You know, and he get up, what you do that for? And I said, you don't talk to her like that. So in the fourth, fifth grade, you know, I'm protecting women. I'm, you know, and then all the little girls, you know, they sit around watching, you know, and that just made them like me more. You know what I'm saying? So fast forward a little bit, I get to junior high school. Y'all call it middle school, but we call it junior high school. I get to junior high school. You understand me? You know, my stepfather, he was a preacher, so he kept us sharp. a lot of times I didn't even like the different clothes that he bought for us, because, you know, a lot of my homeboys and peer by the neighborhood, you know, they wearing jeans, you know, school and stuff. My stepdad had us in slacks and hard bottoms, and, you know, and then my mom had to really, really talk to him. We had to really convince him that, you know, that's not how we go to school, you know. Now, granted, when I got to high school, it was a little bit different because I stayed sharp. But I always had a thing with ladies. So, and two doors from me was the only pimp in the neighborhood. This is where he lived. So coming through that area, you know, we played in the streets. You couldn't go in the house for nothing but to use the bathroom. So we played in the streets. But everybody, what we used to do was everybody caught the bus to school. So instead of catching the bus to school, we would save our money and we would walk. And we would do the same thing coming home from school. So every day I had five girlfriends. So every day I would walk home from school with a different girl. But one of the other girls, she might not be in the group that we in, but she's in that crowd walking home. So, and I'm telling you, this seventh, eighth, ninth grade. So by the time I got to high school, shit, I was already a monster at catching. I never realized that ladies was my niche and conversations was what I did best with ladies. I never realized that until the pimp that lived two doors from me, until he made me realize it. He gave me the game. He showed me what was inside of me. And he showed me how to show a lady what's inside of her, how to bring it out of her, which is what most of y'all, you don't do that nowadays. You have a lady, you know, and this is where y'all make your mistake. See, the way you start off is the way you end up. Out of 10 of y'all that's out there right now, 8 of y'all didn't have sex with this woman before y'all even got to the conversation, before y'all even knew what each other was about. You went to the club, you met at the club, you was tipsy, she was tipsy, you met at the club, you know, she went to your spot and you went to her spot and y'all got out. You know, woke up the next morning, you know, said good morning, see you later, you know, and for most of y'all, that you know, that was it. You know, some of y'all came back, you know, called her back or she called y'all back. But most of y'all, it wasn't like that. And I'm going to say again, man, the way you start off is the way you end up, man. Quit starting off with the little head, man. Start off with the big head. You're going to have that lady a whole lot longer, you know, because you got to be different. You got to be special. Just think about, you know, just like these lames that start their conversation off, you know, what sign are you? Worst way to start a conversation off. Oh, hello. Hey, what sign are you? Man, that sounds so lame, man. You know, and then the cold part about it is that when I'm out, I still hear men, you know, like lean with that line. Hey, man, y'all got to stop that. You know, just hello. How you doing? You know, is this your home? I mean, just simple stuff, man. You know, let's leave that sign stuff out of there. You know what I'm saying? You know, so back to what I was saying. Anything that you start off doing, you got to have a purpose, especially when you're getting in the game. If you just jumped off the porch and you call yourself getting in the game because of the money, then you already screwed. You got to have a purpose for getting in the game. I don't know what your purpose is, but if it's money, you know, you're starting off wrong. before you do anything, you got to understand that you the engine. You start, and you end. It's all about you. So don't it make sense to whatever you start doing that you search it out and, you know, and analyze it and have it figured out and have it mapped out and have a plan for it, you know, and then you jump into it, have a purpose. You've got to have a purpose in life. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. And when you're in the game, and I always talk about growing, in the game, you know, and the person asked me a question, well, what is growing? Growing is making your mind progress, making your body progress, making your action progress, making the people around you, progress every day. Every day, you're a little bit closer to whatever goal it is that you have mapped out in life. Growing is building memories. Growing is going from a Chevy to a Cadillac, and from a Cadillac to a Benz, and from a Benz to a Rolls, and from a Rolls to an airplane, a jet. You know, growing is wanting to have your first 25,000, and in the process of growing, you figure out how to get that 25,000. You steady working on that goal every day, and every day you're getting closer to that goal. But every day that you're getting closer, you're growing in knowledge. Perfect example. You send your girl to work. She come in with 500. This is the first time she didn't got 500. So you happy. Hey, baby, I'm proud of you. You know, you did real good. You know, you paying a pimp. Okay. And then that's it. That's all. That's it, man. That's your conversation. That's all you're going to say? No. Me, this is what I'm going to say. Oh, baby, you finally got that 500, huh? I see you growing in this game. You getting better. Yeah, you did good. But you know what? Did you do your best? She gonna say, yeah, I did my best. Okay, baby, that's your best. Well, tomorrow, I want you to get 700. Tayshawn, I want you to get 700 tomorrow. See, growing is making, at least I only got 90 seconds left. Growing is making tomorrow better than it was yesterday. So I'm having some kind of little technical difficulties on this first show. You know, I'm going to go live again. Once this show ends, I'm going to go live again. So y'all stay tuned. Go to my profile and it'll be live again in a few minutes. Yeah, so y'all just hang on. Let me work this little niche out. Be right back.